Heidelberg Catechism, Lord's Day 46, question 120. Why did Christ command us to address God thus, our Father? To awaken in us, at the very beginning of our prayer, that childlike reverence for and trust in God, which are to be the ground of our prayer, namely that God has become our Father through Christ, and will much less deny us what we ask of him in faith than our parents refuse us earthly things. Question 121. Why is it added, which art in heaven? That we may have no earthly thought of the heavenly majesty of God, and from his almighty power expect all things necessary for body and soul. As we continue to consider the contribution that the questions of the Heidelberg Catechism particularly make to our understanding of it, I think we can recognize in these two questions a couple of very important presuppositions. Three, to be precise. That's more than a couple, isn't it? Three presuppositions. One, it pays attention to consider closely and carefully the exact words of Scripture. Nothing is in Scripture without a meaning. And so when the Lord Jesus is teaching us how to pray, when he's giving us a model for prayer, exact attention to the choice of words, to the fact that it is these words and not others, our Father who art in heaven, repays considerable study. The second presupposition is that it would have been possible to address God in some other way. And of course, you have that demonstrated with many examples in the Scriptures. You can look into the Old Testament and you can see that God is called upon under a variety of names. We might speak to the God of our salvation, for instance. But when the Lord Jesus is teaching us to pray, he draws our attention to God as a heavenly Father, particularly. And then the third presupposition is that this is not about what is the polite form, what is the right way to tip your hat to God, so to speak. What is the proper observance? We're not just being coached in the etiquette or the protocol around, say, hanging out with Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II. As you can see, and this emerges particularly in the answers, to awaken in us at the very beginning of our prayer that childlike reverence for and trust in God, or that we may have no earthly thought of the heavenly majesty of God, these words are not just, this is the polite way to address God. These words are, this is the right way to think about God in order for our hearts to have the right attitude as we approach him. This isn't about etiquette. This isn't about protocol. This is about our mindset, our view of God from the very outset or beginning of our prayers.